שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 506 מאמר
שיש. We're reading the article 600,000 Souls. You can ask questions live during the lesson and selected questions. Also, you can ask questions on the internet.
We learn that there needs to be the correct intention, a complete intention, the end of an act and the initial thought, and just in such a way we can be aimed correctly, and then in accordance with our direction, our yearning, our exertion, we will receive from above help and the revelation of the great holy lights that need to be revealed to the creatures. Therefore, in our work, we need not only to think of the closest stage to us, but why it is and how it is and how it combines with the rest of the stages that are before us, even though they're still distant and we can't reach them before we step to the first degree and climb to the next degree and so on. But nevertheless, we need to depict ourselves the general reality and see it as one, because it's all one system, one Havaya. We must depict this as one system. And there is not even the smallest action on our behalf that acts in our plane, in our framework, in our narrow range that we feel, but rather each and every action makes an impression in all the worlds. Thus we learn that even the smallest of mans that we raise by the lower ones rises through the whole ladder until the Malchut of Ein Sof, and that's where the mud comes down from, and only in such a way it's all done. Therefore our work must be work in the whole general Kli, in all the worlds, in all the degrees, in the whole ladder. And this is why we need to stabilize ourselves from this moment onwards, because in such a way we see before us all of reality, just as the world which is revealed towards us in a global manner, like it or not. All of a sudden we feel how we belong to this, depend on this, all the parts of humanity which reveals itself as one system, and this codependence from day to day, our states just show us how dependent we are upon one another, that there is a certain action or deed in one place on earth, and all of a sudden it influences everyone, all the parts in different places. So accordingly, also in spirituality, also in corporeality, we need to be alert to the general system. And let's hope that by being more and more sensing this system, we will want to reveal it. We will want and agree to show ourselves as responsible for this whole system, as the world is built for us, that we are responsible for the peace of the world. We are guarantors to it. And accordingly, we will advance faster. And this stage that now is coming and is approaching us, we will receive it for our benefit. So let's learn the article of Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. Please.
600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand, how is it possible for the spiritual to divide since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon. In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world. As it is written, and breathe into his nostrils the soul, the soul of life. The same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut.
Meaning, despite the fact that we learn the worlds, the Pertzufim, the Sfirot, all sorts of degrees, the division according to the degrees of coarseness and names, lights, Naran Chai, and so on, many, many discernments which seemingly differentiate and distance between one part and another, from one Pina in another, by those discernments. Despite that, it is all one desire, one Kli, one Havaya. And specifically because we divide it into all kinds of parts, what we want is to see not the division, but rather the connection and the mutuality, the mutual support, the mutual connection, the mutual connection. The extent to, in which the personal corrections can be accepted and made successful only when they're aimed to the general Kli. Therefore, there is no Havaya, but one Havaya. And it's only of it that we need to think and to be caring for. Even though our actions are individualistic, small ones, but they all must be aimed at the correction and the peace of the Havaya.
In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written.
Meaning, though we are not whole and we're still differentiated and not connected and not corrected, but the moment we start getting closer to the connection and the correction, we will begin to feel that trend and that we too are in one Havaya, one soul.
Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, for as the body divides, the complete dennis from the radiance.
And our work from below upwards.
Of the soul and by the force of the Torah and mitzvot.
Meaning by our corrections in order to bring ourselves closer, which is called the mitzvah. Love thy friend as thyself is the great rule. And by what do we get close to one another? By the reforming light. And that altogether is the sum of all our work in Torah and mitzvot. As the mitzvot are the closening, the connection between all the shattered pieces, skipping over the desire that desire of rejection in us, and all of that is done by the reforming light called Torah, and then
the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him.
Meaning that desire to receive that was thick and was as a partition between all the parts that were shattered, now it becomes the glue, the connection, and we then suddenly discover ourselves in a connection 620 times greater than that which we were in the shattering. Yes.
For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. This is truly a flaw, hence it causes, along with the above mentioned.
meaning that in the beginning, the evil inclination of man, which is evil from youth, and we all come from the shattering, and only the shattered Lishimot are revealed in each and every one. That's why in each of us there's rejection towards the others, as we need to go a long distance and much corrections from above to awaken in order to feel the necessity for connection and ask the force of connection. That's why we slowly come to this. This is our work gradually.
In the second sermon, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
Meaning at first we don't feel any association or belonging to one another, even rejection we feel, and each with pride and snobbery and signs of the corrupted desire relates to one another in such a way. And actually, anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. We're the harshest, most difficult people, which have difficulty thinking about connection, who have difficulty understanding what all this connection is for. For many years, are not capable of grasping this principle. And specifically when we work despite that and continue to the study through all sorts of parts that are capable of somehow connecting them to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then the reforming light comes to them and they begin to suddenly discover that connection is the main goal, and the inclination towards connection is the main action, and only in such a way we come to the implementation of the purpose of our lives. Is it understood thus far? Yes. Okay.
The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel. In each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, as in he who breathed breath from within him.
Yes, Chaim.
What I don't understand is, what are these two discernments regarding the corporeal body that he mentions here?
That's why for the body, two discernments happen. One, that he feels it as one corporeal differentiated body, unique organ, and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel, that his soul is not the part that is in him and doesn't belong seemingly to others, and he cares for himself and can't care for others. But on the contrary, he isolates himself, distances himself, cares for himself, and instinctively that Rishimo that now reveals itself revives him, gives him vitality. So that's one stage, one discernment. And this is truly a flaw, hence it causes, along with the above mention, meaning by caring for himself and rejecting others, by that he is more and more seemingly advancing. It seems to him like he's advancing in his correction. That is a part along the way, a stage along the way that each has to go through. The question is how fast a person finishes that and begins to understand that he has no part, that his soul is the general soul, and begins to see that all the parts that are seemingly in other people are just apparently that way. It's a lie. It's all his soul. And Adam Rishon is him. And there is none but that. And even though it seems like there's something outside of him, those are his parts. He just needs to correct them, bring them closer, connect them. And in the whole world where he reveals it's like one system, that's considered that that is his soul. And there are no others. These are all the parts of my soul. There are no other people. There are no other souls. It's all one soul. And that which seems to me now that it's all divided to billions of parts, it's all seemingly, it's just simply signs of a shattered kli. Yes.
And what's the second discernment? This was the first discernment which you just explained.
The second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, as this is a general light, but only partially. What is partially? Meaning by the measure he has purified himself by returning, by connecting himself to the other parts, and he does that gradually, by returning to the collective. Meaning that according to his exertion, as he already starts to get closer to others, accordingly, he invites a certain illumination that corrects him without a person longing for the general correction. The reforming light doesn't come to him because the whole reforming light's goal is to connect the shattered parts. So according to the raising of man, the deficiency, the request, all kinds of actions or prayers, everything a person does to connect those parts together, accordingly, he invites the hidden light in those parts that he yearns for that light. So according to the measure of his yearning for that whole state as much as he's capable, it's considered that he raises man, that he is drawn to it. So to that extent, he receives a response from that general soul, which only that exists. And then, accordingly, when this general light shines on him, to that extent, it influences his awareness, his feeling, and thus he is incorporated more with this collective.
So, according to what you just described, I don't understand why he writes about the two discernments of the corporeal body.
Well, through our corrupted desire. What do you think about body? It's not the flesh and blood.
Obviously, but it sounds like spiritual work. The second discernment, he yearns for the foreign light.
He's yearning for correction and connection of the parts that are seemingly foreign to him right now. That's why love thy friend as thyself is the collective, the general rule of all of our work. And there is no other. We have to see this picture as one simple, where I am in the wrong perception and like broken glasses, and I see many pieces that are broken, and I need to try and accumulate, unite them together and accept them together. And to the extent of that yearning, I raise man, and that's how I receive from this general soul that I long to see and feel and be in. I receive from it the reforming light, which is called Torah. And that's how I come to coming closer to the right picture.
And there's always this transition, kind of transition between these discernments, or once a person begins to work in Prina Bet and the second discernment, meaning to perceive the general soul and draw the reforming light and everything, You don't come to Bchina Aleph, you don't go back to Bchina Aleph anymore, or you're constantly working with the two?
We are constantly discovering a deeper shattering, -1, -2, -3, under the conditions that all those stages can yearn and reveal connection in that one soul. 1, 2, 3.
So he always goes back to feeling his soul as a unique individual, or...
Even more. That's the discovery of the shattering. There was someone there, no? Yes.
Why does he only mention Israel and attaining the soul?
Only Israel?
Yeah, he doesn't say that the entire world attains the soul.
One who yearns for the correction of the soul, for the connection of the soul, is called Yashar Kel Israel. There's no such thing that is other. One who doesn't yearn for that is called a goy, a nation, just like that. Whoever yearns for it is called a unique nation, the nation of the Lord. One who yearns to reveal the Creator, the one force, love, connection.
So the nations of the world will not attain this?
Whoever doesn't yearn for this is called the nations of the world. If you yearn for this, if a moment ago you didn't yearn for this, then you're called a goy, a nation. There's a goy, a nation, and there's a holy nation. And if you yearn for this now, then according to your longing, you're called Israel. It's all in relevance to the intention of man, not according to your physiology that you're called Israel or a nations. Eventually, everyone needs to come to a state where we're directed and aimed to the Creator. Okay?
What do we take from this part of the article in order to build that team, the head of the world Kli, that will build the next stage?
We need to build, first of all, a system of ours, which, let's say, 40 friends, I don't know how many, I'm just throwing a number, let's say, that are in the management of the world Kli, in the connection of all of those Kilim. It has nothing to do with the individual tens that are there or that are not there, but rather people that, according to their nature, according to their inclination, yearn for connection, yearn to see in connection all the people of the world, and especially all of the Bnei Baruch of the world. And we need to put together such a, we'll call it a board.
And what is its role?
Its role is to make sure that we will constantly not care for myself and for my own ten, as we have for that already somewhat a daily concern, that we awaken ourselves towards our ten, but rather for us to feel that there's the correction of the general soul here. And this general soul, its correction divides to the part of Israel in it, those who yearn for the revelation of the Creator and through the connection between them, and those who don't yearn for that, which is all the people of the world, which we need to care for also. And we're coming to a stage in which, if we could not think of taking into account somehow the general correction, because the way the world is being revealed to us, we already understand that we cannot differentiate ourselves from this. Okay? Yes?
What can we add to the processes taking place in the morning lesson, in the tens?
That is what that group specifically needs to work on, which is called, let's say, the World Board, or whatever we call it, for it to be caring for several of our studies, some of our studies to be also belonging to the general correction, because without us thinking of the correction of the general kli in a practical way, not just say some word, or that we learned this article 600,000 souls several times already, but rather that we will take into account that in all our individual actions, I'm taking into account also that general state, which is already on the horizon. As also me, who is connected to the ten, and also our tens that are connected to one specific state, let's say, and also the connection between the countries, it's all included in the connection between the world, Bnei Baruch. It also includes within it the tens, the individuals, and everyone, and that all of this is aimed so that eventually we will prepare ourselves for all the nations of the world, all the people in the world, to join us too. It's truly the end of an action in its initial thought, but it needs to be discerned more and more intellectually, emotionally, sensationally.
It's especially working in intention and depicting the ten and
not just in intention, from all those thoughts, from all those directions, from all of this goal, all sorts of activities will come. Also in the study, just like we thought about this yesterday, we decided that today we are learning at least the first hour for this. So we have already a change in the educational process. We have a change in the process of the conventions of Italy and Bulgaria. We have several other changes. We need to do this because, again, it's like a baby that in his room he runs around and he thinks that that's the whole world for him. He doesn't feel a need for something else. All of a sudden he grows up and he goes out of his room and starts to look in all kinds of places, and he's taken to the ground outside, to the play yard, and he's playground, and he sees all kinds of things, and he discovers the world more and more. That's how we are. It's not that we ourselves would be drawn to this, but it's being revealed. It's like a mother that drags him to out into the yard, as he was thus far just in his room.
So what does a ten have to add to its inner work today?
That is something we need to scrutinize. That we need to discern. But towards the world connection, towards the one kli and one soul. As it's not enough for us to be between us in Katnut, even in the ten, in that small ten, as now I need to depict the true ten as the whole world, as all of reality. As it's still difficult for me, but we will start digesting this. Because this is the true form, and through this we will start to feel our expanding in our feeling and getting closer to the Creator.
And one doesn't come at the expense of the other.
Yes. It only gets added. And sometimes you go down to the degrees of a baby, and sometimes you rise to the degrees of an adult. And also in each and every degree you have the same thing.
And what does a ten's ability to add to care for the general kli depends on?
To the extent in which it connects and makes efforts. Also corporally, That's why we're in this imaginary world, which seems to us as corporeality, but that can be worked in this world. There's nothing between this world and the spiritual world, but only in this imaginary reality we can do actions without masachs, without all kinds of spiritual discernments, and for them to influence us. It's a certain assistance from above as we're given the opportunity to bestow. Later we will see exactly what that reality is and why it's called imaginary. Okay? Yes?
What's the purpose of this board?
The purpose of this board is to care for, just like you have tens, and we talked about the tens needing to be also a responsible person for raising man, and a man who's responsible for the framework of the ten. Yes? And also, we need such a board in which there will be people that are responsible for the corporeal actions that bring us closer to one another so that we will feel it. As we connect to all kinds of parts of the general kli of ours, the world kli, so that we will feel a connection between us and for us to care for them and spread amongst them materials and all kinds of things, and for them to have the ability to turn to this board and so on. I think that this board needs to be more or less made up of, let's say, half of the people that are here in the central group of the world kli in Israel, Petah Tikva, and half from the whole world.
Is it rational for one of the goals to be to increase the quantity of people in our groups?
The main concern of this board is the connection of us all to one Havaya.
You said that it has to be practical. So, how is it possible to imagine this connection?
However you depict it. Okay? Yes, Vlad.
It seems like we already have to put this board together, and each of the people has to be connected to a few friends in Europe. Personally.
That we'll talk. I don't want to start with these speculations this way and that way to do, not. We'll see. Slowly, it needs to be stabilized. But the fact that we're starting to feel a need for this, start working and you will see how these things are relevant, actual things. This is not something artificial that I'm awakening and then because there's no choice, you have to join this idea. It's not an idea, it's the necessity that is being revealed. Next.
If the body is corrected, it means that he feels that his soul is in it, all of Israel, in each and every one of them. And therefore, he does not feel himself as an individual, because one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, as in he who breathed from within him.
Meaning the upcoming goal, the true goal, is to build us as one body, as one rosh, more correctly, one head towards all of humanity, so that we will all feel ourselves belonging to the mind and heart as one. And then we will see the next stages. Yes.
I wrote down that without a person yearning for the general correction of the soul, the light doesn't shine on him.
Yes, that's the end of a thought is in the initial action, and the end of an action is in the initial thought. Without that, our work is lost, as it is not directed towards the end goal. It's like it's for what? For the sake of what? What are we doing? Meaning, we don't direct ourselves correctly to identify with the Creator. Only under the condition that I mean to the end of correction with all of my actions, even the smallest of them, I identify with the Creator. Certainly, this is not what is demanded of us in a scrutinized manner, you know, one that stands out like from an adult, as you demand, and not from a child, for his actions to be aimed correctly. But we need to think about this already. Yes.
And how do we advance toward this work from the connection in the ten?
Also, in the connection in the ten that you do, you need to understand that this connection is necessary in order to be connected in your ten to the rest of the tens, and for them all to connect to one ten, and that will be the Rosh, the head for the whole world Kli. And the role of this Rosh will be to manage the Guf. And in this Guf, in this body that spreads the light, all of the Naran Chai, that will be revealed from the Rosh to the Guf, from potential to practice, you'll see the complete adhesion in the Creator. Yes.
It's a spiritual head. What exactly are we talking about when we say that the board is a head?
No, we are talking about the whole world Kli of Nebuch, that this needs to be the Rosh, the head, to all the desires that are not associated with being the Rosh, but rather would want to connect, or either in a nice and a good way, or in a bad way. Either achishena, in haste, or in due time, vito, and that's how it will bring correction to the whole world. And we need to see this correction as the end of an action in its initial thoughts. Okay? Good. These are things that we should not be skipping. Next.
This is the meaning of the three times of a person. One, a spark of a soul, the act by which of sparkling, as in prohibiting and permitting.
This is as a person feels that he has a tendency for spirituality, for connection, something with godliness, the purpose of life, of creation. Then he starts yearning. That's the spark of the soul.
Two, a particular soul, one part out of 600,000.
Where he already feels that he is part of the many parts, and that there's a matter of connection, that he himself is ready, like in one cell, he cannot perceive anything except for the awakening. But to receive information, feeling, he can only do in the collection of such cells together.
It is permanently completed, but its flaw is with it. This means that his body cannot receive the whole of the soul, and feels himself as being distinct, which causes him a lot of pains of love.
Meaning he's still not yet connected with the others, not yet capable of being in support of strangers for the sake of the strangeness that's in them, and therefore he's still in work and those efforts, but this is still nevertheless disclosing his personal neshama, his personal soul, not the general one, but his personal one. And three,
subsequently approaches wholeness, the common soul, since the body has been cleansed and is entirely dedicated to the Creator and does not pose any measure of screens and is completely included in the whole of Israel.
That's where it already the soul is revealed to him, and the general kli, from which the attainment of connection all these parts, he begins to understand and feel the reality of the upper force, which is called the collective, or the inclusive. So far, okay? Yes, what's going on there?
What you just described, are these those people that are like in the junctions in this network?
I didn't use the word of crossroads, so I'm not sure what you said.
Yesterday you said that there's this network, and in each cell there are junctions that are responsible for connecting the cells.
Yes.
So, what you just described about those that feel...
No, it doesn't work like that. First of all, why do you think that it's connected from one person to another? These are desires. This network... Don't go like this. Listen, there's no such thing. This is not people as each and every person is as some personality inside the corners of the net on those crossroads. This is our desires, which somewhat connect between them more or less. They stabilize the net. It's not our bodies that are differentiating between us, the physiological bodies. It's our desires, which begin to connect according to equivalence, according to some form of what form of desire they belong to. It's a different net. It's not of people that are holding themselves like that with their hands, each the other. It's not a corporeal form.
I understand that it's unrelated to corporeality, but in this network that you're talking about, the junctions, you're saying that these are the common desires. Well, what is that?
Certainly, otherwise, what is a crossroad? The crossroad is the crossing of several strange desires that came to connect between them in order to supply the transferring of abundance from one place to another, in order to bring contentment to the Creator, so it will clothe in them and reveal in them. This is not people. These are our desires, which are revealed this way. And they begin to connect between them to a network without our bodies. It's not that each emerges with desires and, well, it's going to be revealed and you will see how this works. It completely has nothing to do with the biological bodies. Okay? What, Niv?
If we're talking about the shatz and the gabay, what is the board?
Both? The board needs to care for the connection between all the groups, our groups, and the individuals, and the tens, and all those that are there, in order to organize them in such way so that they will be as one ten. As they have that same integrality, like in the world, we say that the world is one system, there is no more than one Havaya, so we have to make sure now that we really care for this Havaya, but for the time being, it's only the Havaya that belongs to the Rosh. As that which we can work on practically.
Is it in correspondence with some kind of inner spiritual structure?
Yes, of course. In this we are discovering the Rosh of the spiritual Pratzuf. And as a result of the work of the Rosh, also the Guf will be revealed. And what is the Guf? That from all the people in the world, slowly, slowly, they will start coming closer and be associating with us, big bodies of people, not bodies because they're not connected, are connected, and then we will start to discover the tendency of the many of the masses of humanity towards us.
What is the role of the Rosh, the head?
The Rosh is called Israel, where its role is in order to be a head to all these masses, to the whole body. And the body needs to understand that without the head, without the Rosh, it cannot function. And the Rosh needs to understand that all of its work is in order to serve the Guf, the body.
And this is Bnei Baruch, the Rosh.
Rosh is Bnei Baruch.
In general. And the board?
Yes. And the board organizes these things. Some of the Rosh, some of the head. All together. We can't just like that, everyone know. But we need, just like there's a certain department that's responsible for this thing.
But this is what Rav does. On the morning lessons, with the tens, working during the day.
I just teach and open for you the new horizons that are needed of us. And you need to execute it. This builds you, I don't do that. The fact that you're saying that it's me who does that, that's not good. I don't belong to that building whatsoever. I can criticize such work of all kinds of parts. Of our general board. But it's not that I do the work in your place. Where have you seen that? Yes?
Building the spiritual Partsuf, the Rosh.
No.
Do I go into your ten?
No.
No, so what are you saying?
But this board, it doesn't get into the tens either.
Not the tens. It wants to build itself as a ten.
It functions as a ten?
It wants to build everyone into one ten. And that I will not do. I am not capable and I have no possibility of entering. Just like I don't enter into your spiritual personal life that you have in your tents. I enter. I am even interested. No? I from afar usually. Where I hear, but no more than that. I don't know what's happening in your meetings, in what you're engaged in what you're connecting in several times a day, what's happening in your Yeshivat Chavrim, I don't know. If once in a while I peek into a Yeshivat Chavrim, it's just for me. I'm not managing those things. I'm not allowed to enter into that. We're prohibited. That's the personal, private life of each and every one. I can't correct that too. If I had the possibility, I have no such possibility to do it. I have the possibility of connecting between you, for you to relate nicer to Dudi or Dudi to Yaniv or and so on. How? I can't. What I give in our lessons, the general awakening, the general importance. No more than that. If you think that everything ends with that, it's very bad. You won't attain anything. the main thing is the effort between you that needs to be as one, directed towards the Creator as one. The same it goes for this board. It needs to be as the one that directs everyone together towards the final goal. And in the final goal, we will also have to connect between us and to advertise us towards the whole world and connect towards us the whole world and cause them to want to connect. I simply think that this is because the situation is coming where the providence needs to be revealed either in a good way or a bad way. And that's why on that point where there is here the path of Torah and the path of suffering, that's why the necessity for our work is being revealed here towards us, of all of Bnei Baruch, and later towards the whole world. The world is becoming more and more connected to one corporeal ten, meaning egoistic, that needs to be worked upon. Okay? Good. And we will have to, as fast as possible, connect to this, because we have the Italian convention in a week and the Bulgarian convention in 2 months. We need to start working on this practically. Yes.
התפקיד של הבורד הזה זה לחבר בין העשיריות דווקא, ולא בתוך העשיריות.
ודאי שבין העשיריות. בין העשיריות.
Of course, between the tens. Between the tens. But nevertheless, even if we connect 1,000 of tens together, it still is not a ten. Each and every ten needs to connect and strengthen itself and see itself as a part of all the tens, which influences them, defines that it itself is the pipeline for all of the rest of the tens, and that this ten connects all the rest of the tens to the Creator. This is a work in inner scrutiny. You'll start to feel how it all goes through you. What's connection between tens? Ain't everyone to attend? As much as you understand and feel that he's not just connected to the general kli, the some homogeneous thing that has no form, that has several thousands of people, and he's not connected to it. But there's a structure here. There's a certain structure that we are all in tens, and the tens have between them connections.
But where's the connection between the tens that have the same common goal, or what?
In one goal. There's no more than that. If there's a common goal, that's where we're connected. That's according to the rule, for it's in Him that our heart will rejoice, because eventually we connect to the Creator.
Meaning it's not that two tens connect into one.
Each ten on its own, and they have a common goal, they're connected to that extent.
And the way tens connect, it's like friends connect. It's according to the same rules.
Yes, the same rule. There cannot be any other connection. Connection is considered a certain reality inside the Creator.
And yes, when we say a particular soul, where is that inside the system? It's inside the ten, or where?
I don't think of an individual soul. There's such a sensation in each and every ten of the private soul, but it's as part of the collective, of the whole. As much as they can perceive, receive the illumination of the general soul. There is no more than that. He writes there that it flows upon it, what we just read, yes? He thinks about himself as being part of the collective and start feeling that from actions. Okay.
This
is the last thing.
How do you know that the body is corrected? When he feels that his soul is in each and every one of Israel, and then the soul really pours upon him as it appeared in Adam Rishon.
What?
Just to add to this, you said to take care that, I'm talking about the board, you said that we should care for the connection between all the groups in the world and they both through corporeal actions. I wrote down what you said. So, I don't know. I was in the army, and we call it central control. So there's like a pyramid that at the top there are the managers in all fields. Doesn't matter if it's like Yaniv C with the written materials, Rav who teaches, the realization of different actions.
It's that way for the timing, but after that, only the force of the 10 and the connection between 10s is what we'll define. Because inside the 10, already some essence of the Creator which decides is revealed. Because the 10 is for you the source of the upper force. When they connect and nullify themselves, then in the nullification between them, in it, the upper force is revealed. The tens connect. You have more of the upper force that is revealed from the connection between them. And it works only in such a way.
Still, in realizing the idea technically, corporeally, by as if bring all the information down from there and getting back a feedback from all the groups from the field about the information that came down, what was done with it, how are things, what's going on, how's the connection between groups. So it's like a complete unit from here and that are abroad that will technically take care of this, like in a factory. Maybe some of the people will even work full staff. Maybe some of the people working in the factory will be a part of this. I don't know.
We will go into this and scrutinize it along the way.
A few years ago, I sent Mark a document about it.
We will also take that into consideration. Very good. I'm happy for the desire to participate in this. It needs to be in each and every one. That's it. Oh, New York.
Today, in Bnei Baruch, we have many mechanisms that actually function as a kind of glue, that glue the groups together. It's like Yeshivat Chavirim, there are the teams that send the daily task, and so on. The question is, this organization is supposed to include them, or to give them orders, or in parallel, or how does it work?
I can't say no. This needs to be... It could be that it will include one another in something, but you have many systems and subsystems, and each has a place, and I don't think that it needs to be this at the expense of that, that we are here destroying something and they're building something. Rather, we need to build an additional roof for ourselves such that we can care for our actions in the framework of the world system. How, and this is ideology. Besides the ideology, there needs to be a form of connection, of translations, and etc. That's clear. But altogether, the essence of this system is the communication of ours, meaning the connections between us, such that we will feel that the individual and the collective are equal, that we are caring for all of the world, Bnei Baruch, for them to feel themselves as 1 10. So we have individual tens, which it could be that in each language, in every country, and there are tens that are greater, bigger, that include the individual tens, and more and more. And above everything, 1 10, which is actually the essence of that department that we want to now erect. Meaning the upper 10 that is in the apex of our pyramid. This 10 is not that board. The board just cares for us to feel us all belonging as 1 10. That board is just the one that carries out the actions, directs our attention to connection above all the languages, all the differences, above everyone, but rather only through the direction of our desire to discover, to reveal our King. Okay? Good. So, who? Oh, we have Moscow. Moscow.
Rob, we have three questions. The first one. We're talking about yearning for the soul, the one soul of Adam Rishon, and for it to raise man. What is that measure of yearning? How can it be expressed in a single person, in a ten, in a group, in the world clean?
It's not difficult. It needs to be expressed by us willing to give up the ego of each and every one, and the ego of each ten, and the ego of all the languages, each and every language, and the ego of each country and each nation. Upon all of these egos, we are willing to give up in order to be connected between us so that we will truly be closer to the Creator. Now this demand is being revealed. We didn't have to take that into account before, because, and we could have been like children. We can play in our room and not know that there's a big world. Now we need to care for a bigger scale in our connection, to take into account all the differences, all the inclinations that differentiate between us, so that upon them all, love will cover. And that is how that scale is going to grow and grow. And we will have to work on this. That's why we need this board. That's it.
The second question is, what qualities should those people that will be a part of this committee, what should be their qualities?
That they have a tendency for that, an inclination for it. Very simply, that they have a tendency to be that way.
The spiritual committee, are these people with pure souls that it's easier for them to connect, or?
I answered that in the previous question. What was the previous question? Repeat it, please. What was the previous question?
Is it easier or harder for them to come together, to unite? But
that wasn't exactly the question, but let's say, in short, in this board we have people who have an inclination to see everyone as one, to see everyone connected. A concern. Those are the kind of people we need. They need to make up this board.
Holland.
Is that it? Holland.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
We're standing on the point at the moment, unifying Europe. And we're preparing ourselves for the Congress in Bulgaria. What role does, let's say, such a board have in unifying Europe and, let's say, organizing correctly the Congress?
Meaning, how does such a board that we build, how will it take on a place in the building of the convention? There is no board yet. This convention is still being organized and being built by several people, several individuals that want to build the convention. They're also not so... They don't see themselves as directed around the world, connected around the world. Therefore, we need to add to the convention itself, to the connection between us inside this convention, inside this assembly, also the concern for the connection of the whole world. To the extent in which we want to connect and hug everyone, this is our work that we need to add with. Meaning it's not enough for us to organize the convention itself like the rest of the conventions that we've had thus far, but rather we need to care how we connect also into this convention the whole world Kli, and for everyone to care and be with us together. And in our concern, we don't just care for the convention, but we care, let's say, for all of Europe, except for all of Europe, also the whole world, such that in all these circles, circle inside of a circle inside of a circle, we actually see already our integration with the whole world. All the groups of ours, this whole convention with all of Europe within, this is how we need to care for the connection between everyone. And not to give ourselves to go down to the goal of every convention thus far. When we talk about the convention and how we exist in that place and how we're going to do the lessons, the cultural evenings, and all kinds of other things like that, meaning this is already something else. The concern has to be more global. Let's say not worldwide, but European. As upon all the differences, the love and connection will cover it and it will be felt. Where there will be an inclination towards the connection of the world. Okay? Good. I think that we will conclude with this matter. Oh, Germany.
No, Germany, Romania.
Well, Germany. Can they hear us? Oh, there's no question mark. Okay. Almata. We don't hear you.
Good
morning, Rav. Administrative question. On our previous lesson, we said that there are people that are responsible for the campuses, for dissemination, and now there's like a third body. Can people that are in, those that work in campuses and in other things in dissemination, can they also be a part of this body?
I don't know. It seems to me that it's too much to put that on them, that and that. I don't know. That's already your work. It's hard for me to say. I don't know all the inclinations of all the friends of each and every one, to the extent in which each and every one is good in building campuses and educational systems and in systems of connection between groups. It's already something else. And in systems between groups, that's something completely different also, and more and more. I don't know. That's something that you need to scrutinize. You have work, and really it's truly great work. And in accordance to the period, we need as fast as possible to implement it. That's it. Brazil.
And the question is there a connection between the prayer of many and the 600,000 parts of the soul?
Ken?
Yes. Because the prayer of many, meaning the many, where it's still not one. It's like 600,000 souls. And that's how we need to see ourselves until we come to being one. And we discover the one, the upper. Okay, we're done. We have realized this as of today, otherwise we will start to get complicated in things that will be revealed to us. What are we doing now? Pticha. Very good. We are opening Pticha. That same book.
Moving on to the